T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
Oh, it certainly is. Time for Grab Bag here on Jones and Keith, WEEI. Grab Bag is brought to you by Awaken 180 Weight Loss. We teased it earlier, but this is the week for the Bozo Touchdown Parlay. We are technically 0 for 7, but there's been some hits along the way.
Seven. Yeah,
not overall hits.
No.
But hits within the parlay. So five of us, once again, trying to find a touchdown score on the board. Jones, why don't you start us off?
Oh, I'm going to start off with, as I like to do, finding the highest total out there. Dallas and Denver, I believe, is the highest total on the board. If not, it's close. Cowboys can't stop anyone. Cortland Sutton hasn't scored for three straight weeks. I think Bo Nix blows up.
Yes,
one of the
does.
Touchdowns is to Cortland Sutton, plus 125.
Okay, I'm going to go Rome Odunze, who was the House of Fire.
Can you spell that for me?
O-D-U-N-Z-E. Oh.
How's it written in the doc?
Oh, it doesn't matter. Who sees the doc?
We people? Do, and that's not close.
I said it right, and I spelled it right when pressed against it.
Yeah, but
I entered it quickly on my phone earlier today. Who cares?
I did see you trying to try and say your survivor pick in there.
Why don't you try to say whatever you just said?
I'm tapping out on that one.
Pull the zip cord. Rome Odunze, who scored every week early and then did not score the last 2 weeks, but they have a good matchup against that horrible Ravens defense. So I'll take Rome Odunze.
Odunze. Billy?
I'm going with Michael Pittman Jr. Colts are home against the Titans. Give me Pittman Jr.
Okay.
Nice
Michael
one.
Pittman, who you got, Nick?
Falcons are playing the worst run defense in the league in the Miami Dolphins. Not going Bijan Robinson because that's too heavy a favorite. So give me Tyler Algier for a rushing or anytime touchdown this
week.
Okay.
I like that. Terps going with DeAndre Swift, who's been great the last couple of weeks against that Ravens defense. So Sutton, Odunze, Pittman, Algier, Swift, add them all up.
One ham would get you a PS5 and a half.
Nice.
777 doll hairs.
We're back.
Yeah, this is the week to do it.
We're back.
That looks good. I like that. Two running backs, three receivers. I like the balance there. So I'm in on the Bozo Touchdown Parlay.
Good
week
blend.
Eight. We'll have that updated at Jones and Keefe on Twitter and Instagram shortly.
Yo. Grab bag.
Baby, so grab. All right, this just into the news desk. Sean McAdam, the first I saw to have the Red Sox and friend of the station, Jason Veritek, are nearing a multi-year contract.
Oh,
so
good.
It looks like the captain might be back.
The on-air negotiations worked out pretty well
it
for him,
out
I guess.
Famously.
Remember, that was going right into his meeting later that day with Breslau.
How could I forget?
Huh.
Yeah, so that is a good sign, I guess, for those that wanted the captain back, Jason Veritek. I'm also guessing maybe not the managerial openings or availability out there.
No, the Giants.
Maybe sniffed around a little bit.
Giants brought in the manager from the University of Tennessee.
Yeah.
Which I imagine would frustrate him a little bit.
A little bit.
Kurt Suzuki, was he an ex-catcher? He was an ex-catcher, right? I think the Angels went with another ex-catcher.
There goes the random player today.
Not Veritek.
Toss Kurt Suzuki out. Cross him off the list.
Sorry.
That is a good one.
Okay. But good for Veritek.
Yeah, good for Veritek. He's back.
Yeah.
Joan's got a friend in Keith. Joan's got a friend in Keith. It's 1:30. Time's a dragging. All Jones has done all day is nag. You just remember it's time to grab bag. Boy, Jones got a friend in Keith. Yeah, Jones got a friend in Keith.
Boston Celtics looking for their first win of the season tonight in action at the New York Knicks. This game is on Prime Video, which is annoying.
Yes.
But the NBA is on Prime this year, including tonight's game, 7:30, Celtics-Knicks, where New York is 3.5-point favorites. We've mentioned this before. It's annoying that it's on Prime. To me, it's more annoying that it's on Prime because it makes it difficult to flip around during commercials or like watch other things.
Yeah.
Rather than like, oh, I don't have Prime. Cause I do think a lot of people do have Prime. It's just a pain in the ass to watch something solely on
it. I was annoyed flipping back and forth to the Bruins last night, and it works both ways. It's hard to turn the football game off because then you're going to the hockey game. That's the easier way to do it. Going back to Prime to get into the game is annoying, but I'm with you. Apple TV on a Friday night baseball game, that is, to me, a valid complaint.
Yeah.
You should probably have Prime. Especially since the NFL's been on there for, what, 2 or 3 years now?
Yeah, Thursday Night Football, right. If you're watching last night, then yeah.
All-star grab bags. Walk like this, 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 this. Grab bags. Walk like this, 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 this. All-star grab bags. Walk
like this. Jones and Keefe.
Speaking of Prime, you saw the Chargers blow out the Vikings last night, 37-10. Justin Herbert, three touchdown passes, including one to Ladd McConkey. So the Chargers improved to 5-3. Vikings fall to 3-4. But as it relates to the AFC playoff picture, do we have to reassess how we feel about the Chargers?
No, I still don't take them all that seriously. Herbert looked good. Herbert moved well. That touchdown throw to, who was it, Trey Harris, where he was like scrambling around and had his eyes up and hit Harris in the end zone was real nice. But no, I'm not overly afraid of them. I was let down by the Vikings, though, because I had Vikings money line last night, plus 150 or whatever it was, and that was over early.
We took this trip to Garden Grove.
Grab bag
inside the van. Oh yeah.
All right, the Bruins season may already be over. They have lost 6 straight games. They're off until tomorrow when they take on the Colorado Avalanche, who have not lost in regulation yet this year. They're 5-0-3.
They've already beaten the Bruins.
And they've already beaten the Bruins. So it'll be a 3:00 game tomorrow at TD Garden. If you like the Bees, they're plus 150.
I don't.
A little low, actually.
Yeah, I'm surprised.
More juice on that.
Same as the Vikings last night.
I would think you'd want a little bit more out of that. But and also the comments coming out of the locker room or the dressing room yesterday lead me to believe if they lose a few more games this week, next week, and going into the end of the month, it's over. Like, from outside, I'm like, all right, what's Gavin McKenna doing this year at Penn State? But for them, I was surprised how quickly it's turned for them. I thought they'd be even somehow more positive than they've been.
No.
They were negative.
And then you got Sturm after the game. Just like, what changes are we making? We can't make any changes. What do you want me to do with this crap?
Can't make any changes.
By the way, text line points out, this was probably an oversight on our end.
Probably.
No tight ends in the parlay on National Tight End Day?
We screwed that up.
Is that this weekend?
Sunday?
Is it?
Change it.
Last
All
week,
tight end.
Last week was running back. Yeah, we might
Hunter
need,
Henry, Harold Fannin,
we might need a
Kyle
second.
Pitts.
We might need a second Bozo touchdown.
Oh, just
away.
A tight end only.
Yeah, maybe.
Just like our first survivor pool. Keith.
What do you mean?
I'm in the survivor pool yet.
You got grab bag on Jones and Keith.
Let's get to the Week 8 Survivor pick.
I knew he was going to remember.
Let's do that right now.
Nick had no faith.
Nick and Billy and Terp are out, so it's down to me and Jones, 7-7, trying to figure out some winners. And obviously, you can't repeat teams. So if you're still in your Survivor League, it might be getting down to it. Jones, where are you going this week?
So I would like to go to another game. I've already used that team. It's really the first time I've run into that situation. So I am going with the Atlanta Falcons this week at home against the Miami Dolphins. They are 7.5-point favorites. The Dolphins are a mess. The Falcons are real hit or miss, but I do think the one predictable thing about them is they play much better at home on turf. So I have Atlanta minus 7.5. Who are you going with?
I'm going to go with the Indianapolis Colts. They are massive favorites. It's 14.5.
Yeah, this is the team. I used them 2 weeks ago. This is the team I would have liked to have used.
They're playing the Tennessee Titans, so they should win. Now, there's always that weird division game where a team, you know, doesn't beat somebody that they should, but I'll still take the Colts because I think right now they're the team with the best record in the NFL. So like eventually they're going to get tripped up and they're going to lose one. But based on the teams that I have and have not used, I will go with the Colts.
Want to hear the most annoying sound in the world?
Grab bag! Guys! Guys! Guys!
How about this, Jones? College football on tomorrow.
Yep.
Bill Belichick and the North Carolina Tar Heels will try to turn their season around as they take on number 16, Virginia. They are pretty healthy dogs, 10.5 points at home.
Oh, that's what I was just going to ask. Where are the Hoos? Okay, so we're at
the
UNC.
The game is at UNC. They are 2-4. UVA is 6-1 and ranked 16th. This is a high noon kickoff on the ACC network.
No joke. I might give Bill a cover in this one. They're not going to win.
They covered against Cal.
Yeah, I don't know that I love Virginia.
No.
On the road, even in a conference. I might give Bill a cover in this. I want the 10.5. I think I want
it.
Yeah.
Bill in the points.
Yeah.
Ole Miss and Oklahoma, two top 13 teams. That's also at high noon. That could be a good one. Missouri Vanderbilt. I believe that's where game day is going to be.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
If your eyes are the windows to your soul, and your glasses are the windows to your eyes, then it's pretty important to find your perfect frames. That's why at Warby Parker, we've made shopping for eyewear as easy and fun as can be. Peruse endless styles in our stores or use our app to virtually try on frames and get personalized recommendations. To find your next favorite pair of glasses, sunglasses, or contact lenses, or to locate your nearest Warby Parker store, head over to warbyparker.com. That's warbyparker.com.
Yeah, it looks like it. Yeah, I see McAfee there now. Okay. Yeah.
And then there's LSU, Texas A&M. That's another top 20 matchup.
So I love A&M. That's a fun team to watch.
They're only 2.5-point favorites because they're at Baton Rouge.
Tough place to play.
Oh, yeah.
Death Valley.
Oh, Hornet's Nest.
Yeah. But A&M's a fun team to watch, so yep. I'd probably lean that way.
Boston College looking to snap their Bruins-like six-game losing streak.
Yeah,
they wouldn't
wait for it.
At Louisville.
Okay.
And they are currently 26.5-point dogs.
You know what?
That's a tough go. You taking them in the points?
I got Bill covering. Give me both Bills covering right. This weekend. That's a lot of points.
Both Bills covering.
EA grab bag. It's in the game.
Feels like it's been a long time, but we got baseball back tonight, Jones. Game one of the World Series.
Tonight. Wow.
Dodgers and Blue Jays from Toronto. It is an 8:00 first pitch on Fox.
Oh, Big Fox.
Big Fox, like, we'll take it.
Nice.
We'll punt it to FS1.
Good for them.
We'll take the World Series. It'll be Blake Snell, who has been filthy.
Yeah, I'll take
this
him.
Postseason.
I'll take him and the Dodgers.
You led the Dodgers to the World Series?
I agree. It's going
to
be more of that. He's 3-0 with a .86 ERA this postseason going up against Trey Yesavage.
They are on the money line.
Yeah.
I see minus -150, which feels less stealing, I feel like. Yeah, but no, Snell legitimately has turned into like one of the best recent vintage big game pitchers there is.
He's been awesome. All you gotta do is like leave him out there and then let him pitch.
That would be the key, yeah.
My name is Grab! Grab that!
Brewer Bruce Springsteen biopic starring Jeremy Allen White in theaters tonight leads us to an obvious question. When do we get the Kid Rock biopic?
Oh, it's such a good question.
When do we get Kid Rock?
Honestly,
who plays Kid Rock? And why not Timothy Chalamet?
Bobert.
Who does?
I'll tell you who plays Bobert.
She should play herself.
No, who is the girl with the toaster strudel girl from Mean Girls?
Oh, Lacey Chabert.
Lacey Chabert plays Bobert.
Sure.
Yeah.
He's going to get that tribal tat, though.
Here's the thing.
Can I go to the premiere with her? Can I go to the premiere? I want to go to the premiere. I've seen her.
Can we, win a sweepstakes or something?
I have seen her watch a movie, and I would like to go to the premiere with her, yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway, Kid Rock.
Right.
But it's The Boss.
I want a dark, gritty Kid Rock biopic. That's a great idea.
Greg was excited about The Boss. I think he's going to do a review on Monday for it.
Great.
So we'll see how it is. I bet it's acted well. I like that dude, but
yeah,
I'm not all that interested overall.
Me neither.
You are a
grab bag.
You are a sad, strange little man.
Horror movie of the day. I'm going with a movie that came out earlier this year that tonight will be on HBO Max.
Oh, wow.
So if you missed it somehow the first time around, Weapons.
Oh, yeah.
Let's go!
Weapons is an amazing movie. Me and Nick, big fans of it. We did a dork podcast on it. We even talked to one of the actresses from the show, Bragg.
Big time.
From the show, from the movie.
Yeah.
She was great. And one of the best movies of the year. And one that I'll rewatch. That's how good it was. So.
You would recommend Milton Williams watches it during the day.
During the daytime.
Yeah, watch that.
Oh, yeah.
With the lights on.
Or with like 5-6 guys around.
Okay,
yeah,
sure.
Yeah, yeah.
Every day that I am making grab bag.
All right, let's find out who the best NBA performers were from last night. Was it Benedict Mathurin, 36 points, 11 boards?
Good game.
Was it Pascal Siakam, 32 points, 15 boards?
Mm.
Was it Steph Curry, 42 points, 6 rebounds, 7 assists?
11.
Forced overtime.
Was it Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, 55 points, 8 rebounds, 5 assists?
Or
Aaron Gordon, 50 points, 8 rebounds?
I think you got to give it to Aaron Gordon. I think he hit 10 threes.
He did it the ethical way. Not SGA at the line.
Yeah, seriously.
Okay, now you usually hold this against them.
That they lost. I picked a loser two nights ago, too. I think I'm just out on that. You score 50.
Best performer of the night, you might be a loss.
And you're Aaron Gordon. SGA, I barely count. I'm with Nick on this. But Aaron Gordon, 10 threes and 50 points, give it to him.
It's time for Jones and Keefe's
Random Brandon Phillips.
Eduardo Nunez.
Curtis Luskanic.
Baseball Player of the Day.
All right, we're going with a World Series edition of the random baseball player.
Kurt Suzuki.
This guy played in the World Series. It's not Kurt Suzuki, although he played the same position. He was a backstop in the World Series. He played 17 seasons in the majors.
Not part of the infield. Good to know. Okay.
Well, he is.
Nope.
It's Marcelo Meyer, I believe, confirmed that.
Part of the battery.
Infield. He's in the infield. He's an infielder. He sort of like sees all the infielders from where he
stands off of the infield.
I didn't stand anywhere. He kind of crouches down. And so this man won 2 World Series, including a World Series MVP, and he was a catcher.
Wow. Buster Posey.
I
was going to say, he's got to be way worse than that.
No. I feel like that's all I really need to say. I might give away too much. He played for...
Yeah, who'd he play for?
He played for Houston, Minnesota, the Angels, the Cardinals, the White Sox, the Royals, the Indians, the Mariners, and mostly with the Blue Jays.
Mostly with the Blue Jays.
Yep. 17 seasons in the majors.
Where was he World Series MVP?
He was World Series MVP with the Toronto Blue Jays. He won 2 World Series with the Toronto Blue Jays.
I'm trying to remember who the catcher was on those teams because I clearly don't. Benito Santiago.
No,
Vladdin was the only name I could think of.
No, it's not Benito Santiago, please.
Please.
I hit 2 home runs in the 1992 World Series and was named World Series MVP. Hit 381 in the series.
Ooh.
Ripped 16 hits. wait a minute. No, that was just in the whole playoffs.
Yeah, that makes more sense.
That was the whole. I was like, wait a minute. In one series? Yeah. That was in 12 total games. He had 16 hits and 2 home runs.
Wow.
But he was named the World Series MVP. Followed that up with another World Series ring.
It's not
famous backstop.
It's not Dan Wilson.
Twitch line has it. Text line has it.
Which line?
It's not Dan the Man Wilson.
No, but it's I want to say something when I hear
text it. Text and Twitch, it's flying in.
I'm cheating and looking. Ugh, Pat Borders.
He got it!
The Red Sox win!
Pat the Bat Borders.
They had a lot of... The keys back then, whoever was doing radio for TSN in Canada was Pats were the key back then. Pat Henkin, Pat Borders. It wasn't Derek's.
Flying Pats.
It was Pats is what it
true.
Was. Yeah.
Yep.
Okay, Pat Borders.
Pat Borders.
Not Russell Martin, Texter. Sorry.
No.
Good guess.
Pat Neshek.
I thought it was finally Rob Barajas until he said the names.
It's not Rob Barajas. It was Pat Borders. Also, I believe, played for Team USA. And was it the, what was that? Was it in the World Baseball Classic, like after he retired?
Oh, there was like, one of those?
No, there was like a team that, yeah, I think he
I remember I had like
for...
Frank Thomas baseball cards. He was playing for Team USA when he was like 19
or
20.
Oh, he was a young gun.
It wasn't that. He was his career was over, he was playing for Team USA?
I want to say he did. Yo, he played in the 2000 Olympics. That's what it was. 2000 Olympics.
That sounds like great competition. Yeah.
Down in Sydney.
But you're the Olympics guy over there.
I love the Olympics.
Yeah. Okay.
It's the best thing in the world. It happens every 2 years.
Random ball player.
2026 games, just months away.
Can't wait. Random ball player each and every day in the grab bag here on Jones and Keith. Let's wrap things up. Check in with WEEI Afternoons. You got her. Yeah, I got Fitzy. I got Ted. And we'll get you the clip du jour next.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.